This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. UN chief says it's time to, quote, truly flood Gaza with aid and calls starvation there an outrage. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres stood among a long line of aid trucks waiting to be sent off and urged for an outpouring of support for the starving people of Gaza.
Here from this crossing, we see the heartbreak and heartlessness of it all. A long line of blocked red relief trucks on one side of the gates, the long shadow of starvation on the other. That is more than tragic. It is a moral outrage.
Guterres repeatedly noted the difficulties of getting aid into Gaza, for which international aid agencies have largely blamed Israel. In a recent statement, Israeli official Colonel Moshe Tetros said,
"As much as we know, by our analysis, there is no starvation in Gaza."
The UN and Israel's government have been exchanging allegations over the lack of aid delivery to Gaza. UNRWA dismissed these claims as misinformation. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More from Reuters' Lauren Anthony on an attack at a Moscow concert hall that resulted in the deaths of at least 133 people.
Russia has arrested several people, including four suspected gunmen, after a shooting rampage that saw over 100 people killed and dozens injured at a concert hall near Moscow. That's according to the Kremlin on Saturday. Militant Islamist group Islamic State have claimed responsibility for Friday night's attack, the deadliest in Russia for 20 years. But there were indications that Russia was pursuing a Ukrainian link, despite a statement from Ukrainian presidential adviser Mykhailo Podolyak that Kyiv had nothing to do with it.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters. This is VOA News. The U.S.-backed force that defeated the Islamic State group in Syria 5 years ago is warning that the extremists still pose grave dangers throughout the world. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The Syrian Democratic Force has called on the international community to find solutions for thousands of fighters still held in its jails. The SDF statement, to mark the fifth anniversary since IS lost the last sliver of its self-declared caliphate, came hours after the extremists claimed responsibility for Friday's attack in Moscow that left at least 133 people dead. Despite their defeat, IS sleeper cells still claim deadly attacks in Asia and Africa. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Two Chinese Coast Guard ships have hit a Philippine supply boat with water cannons in the latest confrontation near a disputed South China Sea shoal, causing injuries to the Filipino Navy crew members and heavy damage to the wooden vessel, Philippine officials said. The United States and Japan immediately expressed their support to the Philippines, as well as alarm over Chinese forces' aggression Saturday off the Second Thomas Shoal. The disputed shoal has been the scene of repeated confrontations between Chinese and Philippine vessels over the past year. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on this weekend's presidential primary races.
Voters are heading to the polls in Missouri and Louisiana today for presidential primary votes. The outcomes are not suspenseful, since President Biden and former President Donald Trump have already clinched their party nominations for the November election. But these primary races in Louisiana and Missouri are being watched by insiders looking for trends on turnout and any signs of protest votes. For Biden, some liberals in other states have been writing in uncommitted to show their anger over support for Israel's assault on Gaza. Trump faces dissent from some who are worried about his legal troubles. The primary in Missouri is only for Democrats. Republicans there already held their caucuses earlier this month. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Crowds in Chile took to the streets of Santiago on Saturday to call on Gabriel Boric's administration to break off diplomatic relations with Israel. Demonstrators carrying Palestinian flags marched to the Chilean presidential palace and demanded a ceasefire in Gaza after the Israeli siege that killed over 31,000 people in the enclave. Chile's Palestinian community, the largest outside the Middle East, is a strong social and political force in the Andean nation, involved in local politics, culture, and sports. More than 32,000 Palestinians have been killed since the start of Israel's offensive in the Gaza Strip, according to health authorities in the Hamas-ruled enclave. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA.